AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Six states have been holding primary elections today, and a prominent Republican critic of President Trump, Congressman Thomas Massey, has lost his contest in Kentucky. Meanwhile, Jennifer King reports another successful Trump effort to defeat a GOP critic, Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, may have cost him.
Mr. Cassidy.
On their eighth attempt, the Senate advanced a war powers resolution out of the Foreign Relations Committee.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 47. The motion is agreed to.
Democrat Tim Kaine urged lawmakers to vote yes so they could debate legislation that directs President Trump to end the war with Iran unless he receives authorization from Congress.
If the administration is unwilling to share with us the legal rationale for the war, that should be a flashing red light to every member of this body.
The crucial Republican vote came from Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, who finished third in a primary election loss to a Trump-endorsed opponent. Cassidy says while he supports the administration's efforts to dismantle Iran's nuclear program, the White House and the Pentagon have left Congress in the dark on Operation Epic Fury. Jennifer King, Washington.
President Trump says he's giving Iran possibly until next week to make a peace deal, but he also has a warning.
They're begging to make a deal. I hope we don't have to do the war, but we may have to give them another big hit.
Trump spoke while showing reporters construction on his White House ballroom days after the Senate parliamentarian said a proposal to pay for $1 billion in security additions could not be included in a bill currently before Congress.
This is all my money and donors' money. This is tax-free. And so everyone's talking about they're going to give money. The money they're going to give is really for the security of that and the whole White House premises.
And the U.S. government's agreed to permanently drop tax claims against President Trump, part of a deal to resolve Trump's $10 billion lawsuit against the IRS. This is AP News. Billie Jean King, now a college grad.
It is a privilege for me to be here as a member of your graduating class. Yeah, baby! Only 61 years!
The 82-year-old tennis icon received her bachelor's in history from Cal State, Los Angeles, walking across the stage in hot pink glasses and royal blue sneakers with about 6,000 others. King told the crowd things were different when she was enrolled in the 60s, saying she didn't have a scholarship like many of the male student athletes. She dedicated much of her life to inclusion and equality.
We can never understand inclusion unless we've been excluded.
King was once ranked number one in the world. She helped establish the current Women's Pro Tour while pushing for expanded prize money and opportunities for women. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.